Ein shilash b'shalom isha. Ayidei baila. You're not allowed to give like shalom aleichem to a wife through the husband. So Rashi says, shema mitoch shilash shalom yeregilam zem zeh. Haydei shluchim yevoilo dechiba. That you can't even send a message with somebody. You can't even send a message to your wife through the husband. And shalom b'shalom isha ayidei baila. Like you can't send a message with the husband to his wife, because you shouldn't have to do it with somebody else's wife. Some say it's Vadafki Shila Shalom is their Rechiba, Shila Shalom is worse. Omalei Hochi Yom HaShmuel. Ye Ein Shoyalim B'Shloim. Ye Hochi Yom HaShmuel. Ein Shoyalim B'Shloim Isha Klal. Ye Nalar Est Shalom of an Isha Klal. So therefore he didn't want to give Shalom to his wife. Sholach Lei Dvei Suha. So when Rav Nachman's wife heard what's going on here, then the Chur Rav Yehuda is making a Shmatra out of Rav Nachman. So Sholach Lei Dvei Suha. Shorilei Tigra, go send him away already. Clean him, let him go already. Nishavi Kishar Amoritz, he shouldn't make you like a regular Amoritz. Like he's giving it to you here. So get rid of him already. That's what Yalsa said. Omalei says, so now Rav Nachman said to Rav Yehuda, my Shiato Demar Hocha, what are you doing here? What are you coming here for? Omalei, Taskad Yazmanusa, Shodamar Abasroi, you sent me a summons to come to you. Omalei said to him, how could that be? Hashta Shusa. I don't know how to talk your language even. Taskad Yasmanusa Meshadrona Lamar. Would I send you a summons to come to me? In other words, I'm not gonna know that you're a great person. So how would I send you to come to me? So still what he did was Afik Disco Yasmanusa Mivechadya. He took out the summons that he received from like his lap. The Axle and he showed it to him. Omalais he said, listen, Hai Gavro Vihai Disco. Here's the person and here's the summons. Omalei, so Rav Nachman advised to his source, like it's true, I have the summons, you should come to me. So Omalei, so Rav Nachman said to him like this, Hoyol v'yosem aloch, since you came here, lishtoyi milei, let's talk it over already. In other words, really, I see you're a great person, I should let you go free without anything. But since you came here already, it's not nice, it shouldn't look like a joke, so let's talk it over. Ki echid lo leimri mechanfi rabonan adodi, people should not say, w'stam bi mechanif, we're like, you know, helping out one another, it's not nice. So Omalei, so Rav Nachman asked of Yehuda, my time was Shamtei Malihu Gavra. What's the reason? Why did you put him into Nidu? Why did you put him into Shamtei? Why did you put the ban upon him? So he answered back, because at Tzior, Shlichot Rabbanan, he was Mitzar, he gave pain. He said a not nice name to this Meshamish of Rabbi Yecheskel. V'nagdemar, that's why he gave him, yes, that's why he put him into Shamtei. So Rav Nachman said back, no, v'nagdemar, why don't you give him Malkus better? The Rav was Rav, Mangid Amand the Mitzvah Shluch the Rabbanan. He gave Malkus to this Shamish that doesn't act nice to the Rabbanan. So Mora says, the other from the other flay, he wanted to give him the bigger punishment. He gave him the punishment to put him into a Shamtu. Now, my time Akhris Mar Malay the Avdahu, how come you called upon him and said he's an Evid? Or Malay, because he said, the Rogo, the Koriinchi Avdi, because I heard that he was calling other people Avodim. Otsaniya, we learned. That's called ha-poisol posol, that whoever gives a psul to somebody else, most probably he has this psul. So that's why I have the right to call him back in Eved, since he's calling other people avodim. V'yeinu madama v'shvach li'elim, he doesn't talk good about anybody. And v'yom ha-shmul shmul said, v'mul my poisol, that we hear him saying a psul to somebody else, that same psul applies to him. So Rav Nachman said back to him, no. Ey, madiyom ha-shmul, when did shmul say this? L'meichesh lei. There's a chash, you have right to be afraid, maybe he's an Evid. But the achruzi olei miyomar, but to go pronounce and tell everybody he's an Evid, you have a right, and it's not a vadai, there's a doubt, maybe he's an Evid. But who gave you the right to go and pronounce and call him an Evid? But the meister was, in the meantime, also hu beidin l'me'adoi, that person came here. Omalei ohu bardin el Rabbi Yehuda. So this person said to Rabbi Yehuda, the didi chorus li'avda, to me, you call me an Evid. I come from the big mishpacha of Beish Chashmonoi, Malka, that was kings. So Omalei said back to him, no, you should know, Hochi Yom HaShmul, this is what Shmuel said, that called the Yom HaMid Beish Chashmonoi Kosino. Whoever says that I'm from Beish Chashmonoi, you should know, Avdahu, that person for sure is an Evid. So it comes out that this person is telling us that his Yichus is that he is an Evid. Why? Omalei said back to him, like Lesovu Lamar, don't you hold Lahod Yom Rababa, like what Rababa said, Omarav Hun Omarav,
that coat. Yeah, no, so Kitzi told them over. You know what? Says that him, don't you hold that kol Talmud Chacham Shemar Halacha. If a Talmud Chacham first passes Halacha, Ubo, and then a Maisa comes, so it's like this. In Kaidim Maisa Amru Hashemim Loi. If he said over the Pesach Halacha before the Maisa happened, then we believe him, like he passed right. But V'yim Lavim Shemim Loi. If first the Maisa happened, and then he brings down Halacha, so we have to be afraid maybe saying this Halacha just to make himself right. So he can't really use this Pesach Halacha. Here you should not be able to use this halacha because the ma'isa just happened. Omalei said back to him, no, here it's different. Ha'ikar Rav Masna de Koy Kavosi. Rav Masna holds like me also. Samar says, but Rav Masna lechozla nadoit leisashoni. Rav Masna never came to nadoit the last 13 years. Ha'hu yoyma punk this day, Osi came. Omalei, he said to him, Techi mad, you remember, Mayom Ashmu, what Shmu said, Ki koi chad kari yaguda, when one of his legs, one of his foot was on the bridge, the chad kari v'mavro, one was on the bank, one was on the bridge, that Omalei, hochi yom Ashmu, this is what Shmu said, kol di yoma midibes chashmanoi malko kasino, whoever comes and tells us that my yichus, I'm left over from Beis Chashmanoi, the kingdom, avdu, you should know he's an evid. Why? Because the ma'aseh was, they were all killed out. All the people from Beis Chashmonoi were all killed out. And the only ones that were left over were only their avodim. So whoever says right now he's from Beis Chashmonoi, for sure he's only an evid that was left over. Because what happened here? The lo yishtayu minayu elehi revisa. There was only one young girl that was left over from all the Beis Chashmonoi. And she, the Sarkal Igra, she went up to the roof. For Ram Yakol, she screamed out for Yomla, she said, like she's telling us now, that called the Yom HaMeves Chashmanoi, no, anybody that now will say, he's from the Beis Chashmanoi, he's no Avdahu, he's only an Evid, because every single one of us was killed out, and I'm the last one left. And what is she doing? Nofla Meigro Misa. She jumped off the roof and killed herself. So Achra Zalei the Avdahu. So therefore it comes out that whoever says he's from the Beis Chashmanoi could only be an Evid. So therefore this person right now, since he himself is telling us that he came from Beis Chashmanoi, he's like admitting that he's an Evid. Therefore that's what happened. Achra Zalei the Avdahu. They proclaimed upon this person that true he is an Evid. Hahu Yoyma Akrin Kamuk Subasa B'Nadoi. That day a lot of ksubas were ripped up in Nadoi. Because whoever said they came from Beis Chashmanoi, now we find out that they're Avodim. An Evid, a Ktushin is not Chal. Therefore there's no mokum for the ksuba, they ripped up the ksubas. Ki konofig, nofig abasa l'migma. When Yehuda went out of the din, and the people came with stones to kill him, it came out now, because what he's telling us now, plenty of people now became an Evid Kanani, because a lot of people knew they were from the Beis Chashmanoi, and according to what Yehuda said now, they were all Avodim, so they wanted to come and stone him. Omalus, if Yehuda said something like this, Ishasiku, Shasiku, if you keep quiet, good. V'loi, if you're not going to keep quiet, I'll do something worse to you. Maglino Laichu, I'll tell you, Hodi Yomashu, that the Shmuel said, Tati Zarisa Ika ben Adoi. There are two families in Adoi. Chad Mikri Devei Yoyna. One is called Devei Yoyna. The Chad Mikri Devei Urvis, an Oirif. There's a Nechle Simenis, Tomei, Tomei, Torah, Torah. And Shadjul, so, Pekitza, there are other Mishpachas in the town that are also Apostle. So he said, if you don't leave me alone, I'll tell you even more Mishpachas here in this town that are Apostle, that will have to get divorced and can't live together. So therefore, keep quiet. So the Meister was, Shadjuha Lihu Rigma Miyadayu. They all threw down their stones. And all those stones, they threw it into the river, and it clogged up the river. That's how much stones they had, that all the people were about to stone them to kill them. All right, turn over. Dalimor says, Machriz Rav Yehuda Pumpadisa. Rav Yehuda proclaimed in Pumpadisa that Ada v'yoynesin avdi. That Ada and yoynesin are avodim. Yehuda bar Papa Mamzera. Yehuda bar Papa is a Mamzer. Bati bar Tuvia Baramas Ruchos of a trickery. Lashoko Gita the Cherusa. He never accepted a Get Cherus. In other words, he's still an Evid. He's not a Ben Cherun. Machr knows they went to proclaim different people in the city that they had Psulim. Machr is Rabba ben Mechuzah. Rabba proclaimed the Mechuzah. Beloi, Danoi, Toloi, Maloi, Zagoi, Kulam, Lesul. All these people are also Psulim. We can't marry them. Omer Rav Yehuda, Guvoi means Givoi, Guvanoi. They come from Givoi. Durnosi, Duroi. They came from Deroi, the Nesina, Rashi's Kfar Nesina Moyu, they came from this city. Yom Rab Yosef, Hai Bekuvi the Pumbadisa. This city of Pumbadisa, Kulam the Avdi, all of them living there are Avodim. Yom Rab Yudim Ashmuel, Arba Meyas Avodim, 400 slaves. Vyarmelo, and some say, Avoyas Alpayim Avodim, 4,000 slaves. Hoyelar Lefishchor Ben Imer, that's what he had. Vakulam Nitma Bakuna, and all of them married into Kahanim. So it comes out that the Kahanim are all mixed up. We don't know if they're Kshayim or not. V'chol Kohen Shiyesh Bayazas Ponim. Any Kohen that acts chutzpedik, Einu Ela Mihen, you should know that's a simin, that he's from these Mishpachas that were mixed up with Avodim. Omer Abaye Abaye said, Kulin Yasvin Beshur De Nadoi. They're all living in the walls of Nadoi. O Pligi De Rebeloza, he argues on Rebeloza. The Yom Rebeloza, Im Roy is Kohen Biyazas Mesach. You see a Kohen that has Shtakar, that has strength, that's like chutzpah, Al Tahar Achiv, don't think after him. Don't think anything bad about him. Shenem the Pasuk says, V'yamei kimrivei kayin. Your nation should be like angers of a kayin. Mash mekanin, argue a lot. Omer Rabbi Avin bar Ravada. Omer Rav, kol anoisi isha shein agenis lo ever marries a lady that's not fit for him. Kish HaKadosh Baruch Hu mash v'shkinosoi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a shkina upon Klai Yisrael, meyad HaKol HaShvotu v'yene meyad HaLov. He says, Aegis upon all the rest of the Shvatim, but not upon him. Shneem and Apostle says, Shiftei ko Aegis li Yisrael. Amos I have Aegis li Yisrael, bizman shashvatim shiftei ko, when the Shvatim are pure, meyuchas, and not if they go and intermarry with Psulim. Amar Rav Chama b'Rebbi Chanina, kish HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashru shkinosai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines down the Shechina, ein mashru ela al mishpachas miyuchas HaShav Yisrael. He only shines down the Shechina on a mishpacha miyuchasas. She never posted says, "Basin to Hashem, El Yelo Lekim Lechol Mishpachas Yisrael, Lechol Yisrael, and Emel Lechol Mishpachas." Vei Meir Liliyom, Mashman has to be Mishpachim Yuchesus. Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Zu Mala Yisera, Yesh Ben Yisrael Gerim. This is a special mila that Klal Yisrael has over Gerim. Yilu Be Yisrael Ksev Hu VaYisrael Hem Lekim. Vei Meir Liliyom, Liliyom. That Hashem will be for us, and we'll be to Hashem. That means Hashem Shchin will be upon us. V'yilu b'gerim, but by gerim, said the pasuk says, "Miu ze'ar v'esliboy, l'geshes alad yom Hashem, v'yisli lom, v'nech yel lechem l'kim." Notice by gerim is different. Gerim doesn't have the shechin upon them. Omar Rabbi Chelboy, koshim gerim li Yisrael. A ger is very hard for Klal Yisrael, kisapachas like a scab. Shenem the pasuk says, "Los tais lasapachas." Shinema, it says here, Venuva, Hagir Oleim, Venispecho, Basi, Beis Yisrael, Beis Yaakov. Oksivoch, it says here, Venispecho, Oksivosim, Losses Lapachas. The Gerim are hard to us, like a skib. So Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, Shainim, Zahirim, the Mitzvah, they don't watch the Mitzvah so carefully. They're not used to it. And therefore, we'll learn from them. So it's bad to have Gerim around. Omer Rabbi Chomer Bar Chanino, Kishakarish Baruch Hu,